Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday. It's a beautiful day out there. I hope you're able to enjoy it. We all are enjoying Tim's broadcast. Today is it's National Donut Day. Although you wouldn't know it from this place. I got to be honest with you. There's not a donut in sight. National Donut Day. So you know, folks, I start my morning, I watch the financial channels, the news channels, stuff. So you don't have to, although I know a lot of you do as well. And on CNBC, they were awash in donuts. All kinds of donuts. That's a financial network. And yet they're awash in donuts. So I text Gazelle. Gazelle, of course, is my friend, and he's on with Michael Rock and Michaela on the Fun 107 side. So I say to Gazelle, hey, Gazelle, I text him ahead of time. You must be swimming in donuts over there, huh? He said, no, nothing at all. I said, but it's National Donut Day. Every channel, they're swimming in donuts. We got some real weak donut shops around. I got to be honest with you. We got some real weak, or is it that they sell so well they don't need promotion? I don't know. It's confusing, though, because I thought I'd, you know, Tim's not here to make my breakfast, my second breakfast. I'm like a hobbit. Anyway, all right. So, did everybody see the video of the guy, 70-year-old man? I guess, since he's not been convicted, although he's been arrested, I guess we got to use allegedly. Allegedly slapping the kid, assaulting the young man, 21-year-old guy. Did you see that video? Channel 5's been playing it. I'm sure all the other channels have been playing it. It won't be long if it's not already a national story out of Massachusetts. Young guy and his friends out jet skiing in a pond in Massachusetts. Now, the incident is especially interesting because the young man supposedly was on crutches. Although I didn't see any crutches, I saw what looked to me to be an able-bodied person in the water, you know, standing in the water. But I've been that guy. I look fairly able-bodied, but I am not. And he was out jet skiing, or at least I didn't see him on the jet ski. I saw one of the other guys on the jet ski, but he angered one of the neighbors and it started with a confrontation. Play a clip from Channel 5 for those of you who haven't seen it. But my question for you in the audience is, have you ever been in one of these situations? I'm sure we all have to some degree, not to the degree this went, but disputes over what is yours, what is theirs. People get very territorial over property that isn't even theirs, quite frankly. People get territorial over parking spots on the street that aren't theirs. Obviously, it's the public street. People get really territorial about the land in front of their property that's owned by the public, the public way. They get really territorial. Or if you live on a lake, mercifully, I don't. You know, we have a place at the ocean. I don't think of the ocean as mine. And I know people can come and go, and they can't traverse my property necessarily. But they can go around, and certainly they have boats and jet skis. And I happen to like the sound of engines on the ocean. I lived near Long Pond, but not on Long Pond, in Freetown growing up. And sometimes there were engines loud enough on that pond that I could hear them at my parents' house if I was sitting outside in Robinson Estates, which is significantly far from Long Pond, but didn't bother me. In fact, I kind of liked the sound of boat engines and jet skis and on the ocean. But I know if you live on a pond, and it can get rather burdensome, right? Listen to the jet ski is going around. But you knew that before you bought the house on the pond. Anyway, it's a really dramatic video. By the way, I want to thank the Great Americans at South Coast Towing. South Coast Towing got me in this morning. Not only do I get a great ride with South Coast Towing, I get good conversation with Chris Dextrader, who is driving, and I know he's heading out to hit some golf balls, and good luck out there on the links. All of you should have a South Coast Towing contact in your phone, because you never know. Something goes wrong. Always want to make South Coast Towing your emergency call. You can tell the police, please call South Coast Towing, and they'll do that for you if you're broken down on the side of the road or there's an accident. And that's the people you want taking one of your most valuable properties away, your automobile. It's funny, while we were sitting in the car, someone walked up to the South Coast Towing van and said, hey, got any business cards here? It was, you know, I mean, in other words, everybody knows you got to have a contact for South Coast Towing because it'll come up in an emergency, so you got to be prepared ahead of time. All right, now we're going to go to Channel 5, WCVB, with a news clip. They interviewed the victim of this assault, the kid who was the alleged assault, I guess, who was on the jet ski or jet skiing with his friends, and a 70-year-old man who is significantly larger than this 21-year-old young man. So here's the video. We'll get just the audio. Obviously, you won't be able to see the video. But I encourage you to go look at this video.
Metropolis just spoke to the victim after that suspect appeared in court today, Ariel.
And Maria, that young man is doing okay tonight. Understandably, he's pretty shaken up. He says he cannot believe he almost lost his life again.
Get the f*** out of here.
Slapped and suffocated. That's what 21-year-old Matthew Duffy says happened to him during a violent fight with a stranger.
Hold on, hold on, right now.
I was so scared for my life because I can't fight back.
Duffy was hanging out on Lake Maspinock in Hopkinton with a couple of his friends when a man told them it was for residents only.
You see the sign? Can you read?
Duffy says his friend lives on the lake, but that didn't seem to matter.
Okay, are they going to shoot me? Like, is that what they're going
to
do?
You want me to shoot you?
They started exchanging insults.
Come on, big boy, do it.
What am I going to do?
Come on, big boy.
You're the one coming up to me.
And then things got violent.
Yeah.
Get the f*** out of here.
And your head is completely underwater here?
Yeah. I was just trying to, like, ask for help.
When he asked him, like, you want me to shoot you? And then he started walking down to Matt. That was really scary. Like, my heart dropped.
Duffy and his friends say the man was choking him and trying to kill him before they pulled him away.
Having that amount of force put on him, especially his head, that could have been easily been deadly.
Commonwealth versus Stephen Dana.
According to investigators, that man is 70-year-old Stephen Dana. He was arrested and charged in court today with attempted murder and assaulting a disabled person.
Feeling pretty sore.
Duffy is still recovering from a major motorcycle crash that almost killed him back in March. He broke his leg, pelvis, parts of his neck and skull, and had brain bleeds.
Broke practically everything. And this guy's on top of me under the water. I can't see what's going on. I can't fight back.
He says he wants Dana to stay behind bars so he can't go after anyone else.
He could have done that to someone else when they were alone. And then what's going to happen to them?
Now, prosecutors say that Dana has an extensive criminal history. For now, he'll be held without bail pending a hearing tomorrow. We're live in Hopkinton tonight. Ariel Metropolis, WCVB, News Center 5. Yep.
So, again, you can check out that video yourself. I would encourage you to. It's really shocking. But, look, first of all, 70 years old is not that old anymore, all right? It's not, and I don't know if it ever really was. If you know, and this guy is a big guy, this Mr. Dana, who really flew off the handle. And again, I only know what's in the video. I obviously wasn't there. But you got to be cognizant of the fact that if you got a bad temper, as obviously it seems this guy does, that you can't let it get the better of you. You just got to put up barriers. Stay away. He didn't have to go down that hill to the beach. In other words, there's a whole lot of things that went wrong in this videotape for everybody, really, because this kid gets slapped around, humiliated, drowned by the older man, and he's going to have a really bruised ego, I would think, and probably want to get some sort of vengeance, which would not be the good route to go. I would imagine if what they're saying about this gentleman, that he's got an extensive criminal record, is accurate, he may not get out of jail. He may spend the summer in jail because the way he flew off the handle. And when you see the size difference, but when he was calling him big boy, that was sarcastic, okay? The young man is significantly smaller than the gentleman who slapped him and then was holding his head under the water. But again, I don't know if there was alcohol involved here with the older gentleman. Well, he didn't sound like it, but he clearly was annoyed and looking for a fight. It was, he was at the top of the hill. He did not have to go down to the beach level to grab this young guy, start slapping him. You know, the young guy was running his mouth too, but I'm sure in the age of the unspanked, maybe he didn't realize that that's what can happen to you. From a verbal to a physical, it can go real fast, real fast. And I would imagine everybody right now would like to have those moments back, but you can't. 508-996-0500. It's the start of what's going to be a hot summer. So be cognizant of things like that. Don't push it too far and try to avoid getting yourself into that situation. You know, you heard what I don't know if you could hear it in that copy of the video, but I've seen a couple of copies of the video. One of the things the gentleman, Mr. Dana, says is, hey, I'll call the cops again. And that's when the kid says, what, are they going to shoot me? He should have taken his own advice and just called the cops. And he would have avoided all of this. Although, how much satisfaction are you going to get out of the cops when really your request is unreasonable because it's a four residents only pond and one of the guys in the party is a resident? So I don't know, but it's a really interesting and thought-provoking video. I'm curious about your opinion on it. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, I think it's whatever happened. I think it's unfortunate that people have that much anger in them just to start off with. You know, he's living in a beautiful place, apparently. I haven't seen the video yet, but I definitely will. It's unfortunate that he is already so angry to escalate that fast. It is kind of a lesson for the kids, yeah, that there's some nuts out there. And you may do something that's not that serious as far as, you know, mousing off a little bit. And somebody might go nuts. So something good to keep in mind. Yeah, it's unfortunate that people think that, some people like it quiet. Like you were saying, you know, you like to hear the activity of, you know, people using the water. And it's, you know, you can't have everything your way, even if you do have a house there. You know, there may be more traffic, maybe, you know, more people than you'd like around. But, you know, that is part of it. And you really got to, I mean, is it really worth going to jail at that age?
Right.
And, going through all that, and the poor kid, yeah, he could have killed him, and I guess he'll learn his lesson as well, but
thanks for the call.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, thanks for the call. No, listen, my feeling on it is that you ever have a dog? Most of us have had dogs, right? And dogs don't quite, you know, I don't care how smart your dog is, he's not as smart as a dumb human, and well, some might be smarter, actually. But in my life, I've had a lot of dogs. And dogs are very territorial. And even if they don't realize the subtleties of, and they certainly don't, of property ownership and control. I had a Rottweiler. And, you know, he'd be down at Wilbur's Point with us. And he hated the swans coming into our little cove, right, where we used to swim. And he thought of that cove and everything out there as his, but it wasn't. And we would have green crab guys going by. You know what green crab people are? So green crabs are used primarily for tautog, but for other bait as well. And so you have people that go along the shore collecting green crabs and sell them to bait shops. So they work for the bait shop and they go out and collect them. And they usually, they go through really quick and they're gone. But my dog didn't like them because it was foreign. It was on what he thought was his land. And I'd have to go, you know, I mean, listen, I didn't mind. I would get the dog and call him back. And he would, it was under my control. He was a Rottweiler. He was really well trained. But I would have to call him back, and I'd keep him clipped up in the back. Same thing with the swans. The swans would come in. He'd be in the window, you know, trying to get out of the window, and he'd run out the door. It was a lot of trouble because the dog didn't understand the subtleties of property. And sometimes our fellow humans are in that position as well. They don't, they take, like, the street in front of their house. If somebody they don't know parks there, they get all upset. It's like they consider it theirs. Just like this gentleman, and I get it. Jet skis can be annoying. They don't bother me. Most things don't really bother me. People having fun doesn't bother me, but I get that at certain ages, it does bother people or certain temperaments of people, certainly this guy. 508-996-0500. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hello.
Yes.
I have a comment about, I went to the high school graduation, New Bedford High graduation last night.
Okay, how was it?
Actually, I thought it was disgusting.
Okay.
They never played the national anthem, but they did play the national anthem from Panama for an exchange student that graduated. I can't understand why.
Really? That's news to me. I didn't know anything about that. So they didn't play the national anthem, but, I mean, I recognize why they would play the Panamanian. That's probably pretty good, but they didn't play the American national anthem. Maybe did you miss it?
Unless they played it at the end, because we didn't stay till the very end.
Okay.
But, I mean, for one student, they played the national anthem of another country and nothing for our country.
This is all new information. No, no. It's. I find that
anybody else
really hard to believe, yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
Right?
When I lost. Yeah.
Thanks for the call. Listen, assuming that gentleman's correct, and certainly, I've shown up late to things or left early, whatever, and missed some of the program. So maybe they did and he missed it. But if they didn't play it and they did play the Panamanian national anthem for one student, that that could be concerning. But again, certain leadership in the city is more international than some of the rest of us are. And Maybe we're regressive. I don't know. 508-996-0. I'm going to take a brief break, and we'll be back talking about anything you want to talk about, but certainly this slap of the young man. He's not a kid. He's a 21-year-old man. What were you doing at 21? I was a couple of years into the Army and getting ready to run for political office. So 21 is not a kid. Certainly not a kid. But the size difference... he really looks like, I don't want to insult the man. I hope I'm not. It's not his fault, but he's significantly smaller than the gentleman that manhandled him, the 70-year-old man. Stick around. We'll be right back.
South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy, weekdays on 1420 AM and 99.5 FM. WBSM.
Welcome back to the program. It's a beautiful Friday morning. I hope you're able to enjoy it. We're going to have a great program. We'll be joined later in the morning by Lenny Mills Jr. from Rehoboth. They got some big news out there recently, a town meeting. Of course, Tom Hodgson, who's always here on Fridays with us, the former sheriff of Bristol County, he'll be joining us. And hopefully, you'll be joining us as well. It'll be kind of open phones. If it's on your mind, I want to hear about it. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Chris. Good morning.
Good. How are you?
Good, good. So that was a very unfortunate incident there at the pond.
Mm-hmm.
I think that both people will probably learn a lesson there, mm-hmm. or should. I don't think that the older fella, if that was a 6'6", you know, linebacker for, you know, UMass Dartmouth or something down there, I'm not sure it would have went that way.
Yep.
On the same thought process, if that wasn't a, you know, if that was a 6'6" linebacker from UMass Dartmouth up on the top of the hill saying, telling the kid or the man who's right. 21 years old, everybody's, you know, kind of changing the topic there, calling him a kid.
Right, he's not.
In the same case, if there was that, you know, a young, strong man up there, other than 71-year-old man, I think he would have acted differently as well. And I hope they both learned a lesson. One is, I hope the 21-year-old man was in fear for his life. I really hope that it got there, and maybe he will change. And also, I think the 71-year-old is in for a long court case, and if he ever goes to prison or jail at 71, you know, he may be in fear for his life as well. And, you know, maybe they can learn a lesson there. Maybe we all can.
That's the better one, right? You got to learn the lesson they learned right before you have to learn it yourself, right? You learn from other people's experiences and just back off.
Yeah, learn from other people's mistakes, man. That's huge. But I will tell you, you know, it's difficult these days. I was on Brayley Road yesterday, probably behind about 15 cars, and I'm wondering, what the heck is going on up there? In a little bit of a hurry. Mm-hmm. Kids on e-bikes, you know, riding recklessly, popping wheelies in the middle of the road. Absolutely no concern for the people who pay taxes to, you know, on those roads and trying to use them and get where they need to go. And it's frustrating. I get what the guy, you know, on the top of the hill was dealing with, you know?
No, I heard a couple of years ago when Hank Turgeon was still working about kids really no longer respecting other people in law enforcement and were encouraged by their parents, actually, to be like juvenile delinquents, riding in front of the cruisers, popping wheelies, purposely slowing them down, stuff like that. And, you know, I was always afraid. Not that we were great kids. We did all kinds of dumb stuff. But, you know, like, people knew the McCarthy kids, and they could go to my dad. And the thing I never wanted was someone to go to my dad and say, hey, your kid was doing something really stupid and obnoxious. So I tried to avoid it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. My dad always told me if my name, meaning his, showed up in the paper, you know, it's only one-sided. My father wasn't going to listen to me. why it's in there and what decisions I made. He was going to be angry, and he was going to take action. And I remember that forever, you know. I remember my dad saying, you make mistakes now, you'll never. You know, I remember him saying, you'll never get a job.
Right.
You know, now, because you have a record, they're bending over backwards to give you jobs.
Although, you know, I got to tell you something, my friend, and I know you worked in corrections and that you see a lot of the worst things and some of the real liberalism on the front lines of what they're doing. But what's weird to me is today, we always heard about your permanent record, but it wasn't a real thing, although outside of a criminal record. You know, people say that'll be on your record, your school record, whatever, but nobody ever checks that stuff. Nobody, probably outside of the Department of Corrections when you first applied, nobody probably ever asked you for your DD-214. I've never been asked for my DD-214. People don't really check records. But today, everything that ever happened in your life is Googleable. When we were growing up, it wasn't like that. You could make a mistake, and unless it was really egregious and somebody got hurt, people would forget about it and they'd move on. Today, everything you've ever done follows you.
I agree with that. And people are far more, you know, will overlook a ton of stuff just to, you know, for whatever different reasons. Look at the governor. You know, she sold her. This is how that happened.
Okay.
She got votes from community leaders in Boston. Yep. She courted community activists. And as you know, payback, she had to hire, you know, so many of the people in that community that had criminal records and that wanted a second, third, fourth, fifth, or sixth chance. And she was, you know, she had to do that. She won't admit that.
Right.
That's what it is. She knew the guy had a serious record.
So you're talking about Lamar Cook, who was caught with pounds of cocaine in a state building. Literally.
And what
pounds.
Did he do before that?
He'd been in trouble for shooting somebody. Literally got out of a car and shot somebody on a porch. You know how that goes, right?
I think she's incompetent, but do we think she's so incompetent that she didn't know that he had firearm charges on his record?
No, I do not.
Of course she knew. But, hey, That's where we are today. I've got to tell you. And the only other thing I wanted to say was that House Bill 5469. I'm just disgusted. That's the bill on the audit. They don't even hide it now.
No.
It's just, they don't even hide it now. It's just, we're not represented.
I blame, and listen, I know it's going to sound convoluted, but I blame the Republican Party because they didn't field enough candidates. And the candidates they are fielding in some cases are so ridiculous that nobody's scared. Nobody's on the Democrat side is intimidated. They don't have to even consider doing the right thing.
I don't know if there's any people left in Massachusetts that care to the point or have the same point of view that we do.
That may be true. That may be true.
You know, so whatever. I mean, I lived a good life up to this point.
No, you'll live a good life after this point. Because, look, it's just a moment in time. And our life is really inside of our head and inside of our immediate sphere of influence,
that's
right?
True.
I mean, what they do in Boston, by and large, unless they release somebody who murders you, one of your family members, which is entirely possible, doesn't really affect us. But it could, you know, if they let Ebola people in, it could infect us. I think you got to focus on what you can control and ignore what you can't.
All right, Chris, you have a good day.
You too, my friend. Have a great weekend. Thank you, my friend. 508-996-0500. Do you care about this World Cup thing? Yesterday I was treated to a press conference by Lieutenant Governor, who I think is a very qualified woman, Kim Driscoll. I would like to see Kim Driscoll maybe trying to do it on her own without the Healy influence, because she's really experienced in municipal government, now state government, but whatever, she has different priorities. But she was giving a press conference yesterday on human trafficking as it's related to the World Cup. The World Cup. Soccer. Soccer is now apparently got something to do with human trafficking, right? She should have walked up to the podium with a Diablo sandwich and a Dr. Pepper and talked about the Mann Act, but she didn't do that. Those of you who like Smokey and the Bandit get the reference. A Diablo sandwich and a Dr. Pepper, nice lady. Kim Driscoll telling us about the fears of human trafficking related to the World Cup. Why would we have the World Cup if it could result in human trafficking? And do you think we should keep the bars open till 3 a.m. serving alcohol? I got to tell you, I have a hard time with that. I'm not sure that's a good idea. I'm really not sure that anything good goes on after a certain hour, Lenny, after a certain hour involving alcohol, right? And if we got to worry about human trafficking and we got to worry about, and we got to keep the bars open till 3 or 2, 3 a.m. in the morning, and that puts people out on the roads. I don't know if it's worth all that for a soccer game. I'm not a big fan of soccer anyway, but I'm not sure it's really that good of an idea. Listen, you got to dig your well before you're thirsty. I'm sure you've heard that, right? There's a good book on that. Digging your well before you're thirsty. Certainly, I've always operated that way. That way, when I got thirsty, whatever, when I have problems in life, I've already got friends, contacts, associates, business people, relationships that I've built before I get thirsty to help me solve my problems, right? It's how I view the world. I'd like you to view that world as well. I can't help you with everything. Most people can't. But you can find experts ahead of the problem. Before you have a problem, find an expert, build a relationship with them. So that way, when the problem happens or before it happens, you can head it off. What am I talking about here? Well, I'm talking about the experts at Columbus Energies, John Mastrodomo and his family-owned business. They've owned it since 1960. Columbus Energies has been providing really solutions to problems, okay? Is your AC making strange noises or struggling to keep up with the building heat? Give Columbus Energies a call before you get too deep into the heat, all right? You want to fix that AC problem or head it off now. Call the experts at Columbus Energies. Maybe you need a quick summer tune-up now before the AC has to run cooler and cooler and cooler and quieter and longer, right? Expert technicians who can come out to your home and evaluate it, all right? Your air conditioning system, think about upgrading it. You want to deal with Columbus Energies. This family-owned business since 1960. Our experts, they can deal with all that. How about your grill, your tank refill, propane, okay? Stop by Columbus Energies to refill your tank or to talk with them about becoming an automatic propane delivery customer. Summer outages happening. Get a standby generator. Keep your fridge cold, your AC running when the power blinks. You don't want to have no power, no internet, none of that service. Today it's day and age. The AC goes out, the fridge goes out, life becomes hell. Get involved with Columbus Energies before any of those problems take place. Give them a call. No pressure. Just information. Columbus Energies. Check them out at columbusenergies.com. We'll take a break, then we'll be right back. Stick around.
Back to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now on WBSM. Call 508-996-0500.
Donuts, I can tell you that. Today's National Donut Day, yet there's no donuts here. No donut shots, dropped off donuts, then drop them off to the monster radio station here, Fun 107. I texted Gazelle. Gazelle, you must be swimming in donuts over there. It's National Donut Day. He said, no, there's none here. I don't know what the hell's happening. These donut shops, maybe they don't need promotion. Maybe everybody's out there consuming donuts regularly without any promotions necessary. That could be true. This hour is brought to you by the cold beer and the world's best chicken wings at Rose Alley Ale House. This will be a great weekend to sit on the deck at Rose Alley Ale House. And if it even gets too hot, go inside. They have great air conditioning as well. Let's go back to the phones. Open phones if it's on your mind. There's a lot out there. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hey, how you doing, Chris?
Good. What's happening?
You know, maybe South Coast Tony will give you a special delivery of donuts.
Maybe.
You never
maybe.
Know.
You never know.
Yeah, you never know. Hey, since you're talking about WCVB5.
Yes.
About 2 months ago, Ron Mariano was on there. You might want to put up that video. I mean, we can't see it, but it's the audio clip.
He had Mariano, a disastrous performance. I remember it. He was on the record, right?
I don't know. Two Inca people.
Yep,
WCVB5. It's just 2 months ago. You can probably bring it up so everybody can hear. Mariano was talking to those two Inca people from Channel 5, and he's basically saying he doesn't want a political audit. He wants a professional audit. And besides, they do the audit their finances at the Steerhouse every year. He says, well, there's no need for that. So he's implying that Diana DeSaglio, state auditor, which represents the people, to open up the books, and like we've said this many times over again, we voted on the ballot, 72% open up the books, and that means everything in every department. But he went on to say towards the end that he doesn't want a political audit because it can, I mean, let me rephrase that. He said he doesn't want an audit done because it can have political implications, whatever that means. People going to jail, maybe, I don't know.
What I think it means is the Senate president and the Speaker of the House, they have sole discretion to who to assign different committees to, and they work with the minority leader, the Republicans, in who the members they assign to the different committees. Some of those committees have bonus structures involved with them. So I think that's what Diana DeSaglio wants to get involved in. And quite frankly, I think all of us can agree that's not within the scope of the auditor to decide how the Speaker of the House manages the House, how the Senate president manages the Senate. Even if you don't like them now, no other branch of government should be able to tell another elected branch of government how to manage the House. their right. internal workings. That's what she wants.
I understand that, but we're saying to open up the books in the departments and just peruse where the money's going, if there's any money on the counter for. That's what we're talking. We're not talking about, you know.
No, but I think you've got to understand. That's what she is asking for.
Well, you know what he went on to say, too? What? He doesn't want her to take control of the scale of the audit. Yeah, you put up the clip. You'll see it in his own words.
Right. No, I watched the clip, but I think that, and thanks for the call, I do think that I'm not here to defend the Democrats by any means, but the fact of the matter is that the auditor does not have the scope of, and I didn't think it was in that question. Maybe it is. I'd be happy to be surprised. But the state auditor, the Speaker of the House, doesn't have to explain why he assigns certain people to the House Ways and Means Committee and why he gives bonuses to certain chairmen. That's how the House of Representatives runs. They make their own rules. Same with the Senate. Sometimes you like who the chairman of Ways and Means is, like we all liked it when it was Senator Montigny. Most of us like it now because we realize how government works when it's Mike Rodericks, who represents Rochester and Lakeville and Freetown and Westport in the city of Fall River. We like that Mike Rodericks is in charge of the money in the Senate. When you take a look at all the Democrats up there, you do a hell of a lot worse than Senator Montigny and Senator Rodericks from a Republican perspective, okay? And I think we're all happy that freshman Senator Kelly Dooner, Republican, is on Ways and Means. What we ought to be concerned about are where the money goes and how they function at that level, right? Dinah DeSaglio brought up the fact that there's a no-bid contract for millions of dollars coming out of the Senate President's office. That's something we should learn more about. That's something to concentrate on. Anyway, 508-996-0500. That's how you can get on the air. By the way, Senator Montigny's, I know we all complain about the roads. Mostly that's not a state issue, but it can get state funding. Senator Montigny brought down in the final plan out of the Senate for New Bedford, Acushnet, Dartmouth, Fairhaven, and Mattapoisett will receive $6.4 million in Chapter 90 funds for local roadways. So $6.4 million for the towns of New Bedford, Acushnet, Dartmouth, Fairhaven, and Mattapoisett in Senator Montigny's budget for Chapter 90 funds for local roadways. So more money for local roads, we could certainly use that. We'll be right back. Back to the program. I'm Chris McCarthy. You're the audience. Acushnet, you weren't left out of here at all. Senator Montigny succeeded in securing a combined $430,000 to provide significant funding for Hamlin Street improvements in Acushnet, sidewalk improvements in Fairhaven, renovate the library at the Ford Middle School, repair and upgrades for the old Rochester Regional High School gymnasium. That's a big one. So you guys weren't left out. We all got road money from Senator Montigny.